Good morning. It's my morning walk talk. Let's do this. So it's morning New York City. I'm out walking my dog, and I figured I would get back into doing the podcast thing. So I know that a few months back I did like a welcome to the reboot of the podcast. That obviously didn't happen. But I am very serious about putting food in place now to do the podcast. To do podcasts, to do all kinds of sort of social media. We actually have put together a team. We have three people on the team right now, and we're hiring a couple of additional people to really build out what we affectionately call the content machine. So, yeah. Beautiful morning in New York City. Started. So something happened recently. I got much more deeply into my business through some personal growth stuff. I've talked about that in other places, but basically working through my birth trauma of being born strangled in my own umbilical cord, which left me with sort of an half in, half out kind of approach to all aspects of life, including my business, including the act of being a CEO or the role of being a CEO, the leader of my company. And so it was like a big deal to decide to really be the leader, really be the CEO of the company. And that was a few months ago, and it's felt amazing ever since. It's been felt incredible, and I got so excited. It's like I've been an entrepreneur my entire adult life, right? I'm 48 now. I started entrepreneurship basically at age 12, and have been self-employed since 2001 is when I really started my own first, that's not my first, but my first like proper corporation and really got into it. So it's been a while of doing this. And it's like all these years, it's been a struggle. And now through that shift, that inner shift inside me, it's just really, really working. And so everything that I've tried to do for so long and just been battling myself and battling my own subconscious, now everything's fucking working. And all the work that I've put in over the years on the personal growth, the personal development, spiritual growth, getting to know myself, my purpose, my deepest why, unraveling thoughts and beliefs and emotional, trauma, wounding, baggage, all of that. All the, hundreds of thousands of dollars I've spent on training and courses and education, all the books I've read, all the videos I've watched, all the, mentors and coaching and all of that stuff. All of a sudden, all that shit is paying off, and I can actually apply it and get results. And it's just an incredible fucking feeling. It's just amazing. It feels so good. So good. And so I just got into it and was working crazy hard, like 14-hour days. Get up at 4 or 5. Sometimes I'd sleep 4 to 5 hours because I'd just wake up and be excited and get to work and, be at the laptop. And I hired a bunch of designers overseas in Poland. I hired some, haven't hired yet, but hiring engineers, but hiring people to develop the content machine, all like so many changes, and it's just been amazing. It's been so much fun. But there was that realization that I was kind of running on some adrenaline energy. My body, I had trouble sleeping. By the way, sidebar on that. I love, if you're familiar with Louise Hay, she's the founder of Hay House Publisher and has published several books herself. She's dead now. She was incredible. She's like very, very early pioneer in mind-body connection and spirituality of all sorts. She's amazing. There's an app and a book. Her book is Heal Your Body, and there's a companion app to it, which, gives you the psychological component of a bunch of ailments, and one of them being insomnia. And she has this, and then she has, what is the cause, the probable cause of the issue, And then what is an affirmation that you can say that makes it better? And the affirmation for insomnia I love, and so I've been pulling that up and using that when I had trouble sleeping. The affirmation is, I lovingly release the day or today and trust and slip into peaceful sleep, trusting that tomorrow will take care of itself. I lovingly release today and slip into peaceful sleep, trusting that tomorrow will take care of itself. That to me is like, that's the essence of it, is like knowing that today is done. There's nothing I can do about today. I release it with love and slip into peaceful sleep, because that's what we want. We want to sleep peacefully, trusting that tomorrow will take care of itself. We don't need our minds racing and thinking about tomorrow and what needs to happen tomorrow. It'll take care of itself, right? When it's here. But it's not here right now. What's here right now is it's nighttime. It's time to sleep. So I love that. And she's got so much good stuff for all kinds of ailments. So check that out. Anyway, so got Italians here on the street. It's one of the things I love about New York, is you get so many different nationalities, different people. You hear so many different languages on the street every day. I have another New York story to share with you guys. It's really fun. Anyway, so point being that I could feel that I was running on adrenaline a little bit. And it wasn't sustainable, right? It wasn't, it's not good, right, to be on adrenaline. Like, is that something needed to shift? And so, I get acupuncture every week. It's just a good way to just optimize my system and make sure that I'm doing well, or catch things early and just tweak so things build up over time. I found a phenomenal acupuncturist here, and worked on this like energy, this stress level energy, and really got to calm my body down. Another thing that happened was I had a conversation with Beth on my team, and she reminded me of this definition of success that we operate with, which is success is an optimized daily experience sustainable over time. And what I was doing definitely wasn't sustainable. One of the things that I did was I started to skip it on my workouts, because with all my overseas people and everything going on, how excited I was about all my work, I would rather get up and get straight to work and be at the computer working, taking care of stuff at like 7 a.m., sometimes even earlier, than work out. I used to have a morning routine where even though I'd get up at 5:30, I would do so much meditation and journaling and all of the stuff, exercise and all of the things. So I still wouldn't start work until 10 a.m. And that's just not feasible right now. It's not what I want to do right now. And so I've been skipping on my morning workouts. I also find that if I work out really hard in the morning, actually I kind of get into my workday a little fatigued, and then I don't have the same level of energy to do the work, which is a bummer, because I mean, there's no question that my work is my priority right now. Not to the detriment of my health, but I'm doing my exercise and my health so that I can be more effective at work and family and relationship, obviously. But really, like, I'm building, especially now with this feeling that I'm finally stepping into actually being an entrepreneur and actually being able to do the things, realize the visions that I had for so long, but I was sabotaging myself. And this is the key, guys, is whatever you think you're struggling with in your business, it's always, always an inner game. Yes, there may be a strategy or a tactic or something to employ. But at the end of the day, it's a mindset thing that determines whether or not you're actually going to be able to execute on it and take advantage of it. Like, there are strategies that I've been aware of for over 10 years that I haven't done, that I haven't executed on because of some of these things. I mean, there can definitely be a strategy unlock, but the strategy unlock is going to be more about the mindset shifts that's coupled with it than about the strategy itself. How do I say this? You don't need another strategy. You need to get closer to yourself and who you truly are and unlock some of those inner patterns. And then the strategy takes care of itself. Strategies are abundant. Like, we can sit down and hash out strategies. Tactics are abundant. They're everywhere. We hear about them. We see them. We get exposed to them. It's all about that inner game. That's where the whole game is won or lost. It's everything. It really is everything in entrepreneurship, in life. It's that the inner unlock, the mindset, the mental, the belief systems, the emotional, the knowing yourself, the self-awareness, all that stuff. That is where the game is won or lost. So anyway, so I was going super hard, not quite getting enough sleep, not getting enough exercise. And then I went about a week ago, it shifted, and kind of my body let go and started relaxing. And now I'd sleep a lot more, and I kind of wake up tired. It was just going naturally. You've been pushing too hard. You've been working too hard, pushing unsustainably hard for a while. Then your body, it was finally kind of let go, and the adrenaline starts to clear. Your body's gonna go into like, oh shit, I'm actually kind of exhausted here. That's totally cool. But then what my pattern was that after a long day of work, when I got to that exhaustion point, I would be like, okay, I'm done. I need to relax. I need sauna. I need maybe sometimes a bathtub. And now it's summer in New York, so it's like super hot. Hold on, I need to talk to my dog here for a second. Give me one moment. Can I pause? I can't pause. I can stop.